Blog Talk Radio.
It's Friday. Do you know where your IT guys are? We don't. It's Patch and Switch. And now, two guys banned from being World Cup referees because, well, one of them kept wanting to make icing calls. It's Patch and Switch.
Icing.
There's no icing in football.
I was more concerned with cross-checking than icing. You can do a cross-check, can you not, in football?
Can you do it? Is it legal?
You may get a
yellow card.
A gray card.
Gray card?
Something like that.
Moose checking.
That works, too. Good morning to you.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening.
Oh, it's a Friday.
It is a Friday. It's a fantastical Friday.
Yes, I rode my Tron light cycle in today.
Did the Tron light cycle come in?
It did.
Yeah, did you?
Parked underground. I plugged it in.
How much traffic chaos did you cause with the little wall that follows it?
Well, when you do a quick turn right and left to do a little weave and then blocks the cars behind you, it's perfect.
It's great.
It works great.
Hey, welcome everybody to another exciting episode of the Patch and Switch Show. It's a radio call-in show, but you can also join us in the chat room. Simply log into blogtalkradio.com, create yourself a free, F-R-E-E account.
Look at the bottom of the list. Of the selection list when you create the account. It's a free one.
And in the chat room today, we've got Bjarne and Spazito, J-Shock, K.O. Beckman, McGuigit, and Sean Lowe. It's a quiet morning in the chat room. Everybody needs to wake up and join us.
Yeah, so take a moment and go in and instant message on Link or Skype people or go yell down the hallway at your place of work across the cubicle farms and just say, "Hey! Patch and Switch is on."
That's right.
Quick.
Join us.
You never know. It could be some fun stuff.
J-Shock's like, "Link? Who uses that?"
I guess you can. Well, fire up your BlackBerry Messenger device, BBM, and let all your friends know.
J-Shock, don't you mean Yammer?
That works too. Hey, what are you doing on the Google's page, man?
I'm not doing anything. What are you talking about?
Well, I was going to say on the Google's page, I'm surprised their Google Doodle is not saying anything about the Surface Pro 3 today.
Ah, yes. It's Shut Up and Take My Money Day.
It is.
Which is why Ladwig is actually not even in the chat room.
I noticed that. So is he in line or something?
I believe he's actually at the launch event in the St. Louis's.
So they're actually having like fun stuff going on at the stores.
Yeah, I believe so, yes. We're missing out because we're holed up in the secret bunker.
That's because the store declined to reserve us some space, if you remember correctly from the email that we received.
Well, the problem is that they don't actually have a soundproof room and a claustrophobic room.
Right.
So there's only so much they could do, right? So, Ladwig's actually at the store. He's getting his Surface Pro 3.
Nice.
We're not.
No. My financial advisor declined my purchasing request.
Oh, your purchasing request is
for my personal device. And for my work device that I was hoping to be able to make the request for. For some reason, my manager also said something similar. if you're in Microsoft land or if you happen to have your financials aligned with the way that we have ours, this is the last week or so that you can actually go off and make purchases and do sort of stuff because our end of fiscal is end of the month before July 1.
Yes.
Basically I found out the hard way that if you try to make a purchase right now, it actually – we got the game on right now.
We're doing a radio show.
If you actually try to make a purchase right now, it automatically redirects the approval to the corporate vice president.
So, oh, really?
Yeah. So I tried to go in and purchase some video editing software or something like that, and I was going through the process for the order form, and then I was about to hit submit, and I look at the bottom, and it no longer says Volker W. as a list of approver. It says
is it Kevin Turner?
No, it's not Kevin Turner. It's Googs.
Googs
is up there.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't think I want Googs to have to approve this for me just because I'm late and getting my request in. So I think I'll pass.
It appears that our unpaid intern, a.k.a. foreign exchange student, has now entered into the chat room. He's calling it Simon's Show.
Oh.
I believe that's our unpaid intern.
Wow.
He's been here once out of the last three shows.
He's worked two shows with us, and now he feels that he can have his own show.
Yes.
And so it's called the Simon Show.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know any of this stuff.
That's interesting.
He says he's in his office.
Yeah.
Which is a whopping 4.5 steps, maybe 5 steps from...
I think I could go pound on the wall.
Jay Shock wants to know if Simon's show is about Simon's cat.
That could work.
So the show today, you know, we've been gone. We're a little out of sorts because we were in the Barcelona.
Are you adjusted yet?
I think just barely. Though I did wake up at
at 5 o'clock this morning, but that was just because of the excitement of doing the show. Like a little kid.
Yeah.
I think I'm almost adjusted. I am now able to stay up past 10 o'clock without nodding off in my soup bowl at the dinner table.
You're having dinner at 10 o'clock?
Sometimes, you know, it depends.
Oh, okay.
I'm mostly adjusted for the most part. And being off in Spain, you know, it's kind of hard to deal with all the Spain stuff and then come back here to the regular life and no longer have a driver driving you around and a translator working for you as well. It's like, you know, you're missing all that.
The interesting thing about having the translator is that I was actually having to translate to the translator for any conversation involving your Canadianism.
I'm trying, man. But hey, there was a news thing that happened yesterday that came up on mobilesyrup.ca website about Cortana being localized to Canadiana. Canadian.
So when you say a boot,
actually it'll actually understand it says about.
Oh, okay.
Or, you know, she's going to end her questions like, how's it going today, Rick? Eh?
Eh?
Stuff like that. So in the comments, they were joking around about how the PM in charge of Cortana, his or her mother happens to live in Canada and was upset that Cortana was not going to be localized at launch. So it's kudos to the phone team for these unconfirmed reports of the different locales that will be available at launch time at some point in the summer, because we have no official, real, credible data to back any of this up or even to know when launches happen, because we're just a couple of guys. That's all.
Jay Shock in the chat room asks, will she know where the nearest Tim Hortons is immediately?
That's actually a default item in the news articles that you get, I think.
Oh, is it? Closest Tim Hortons to you?
Actually, no. You know probably what it is? After you define your home and your work locations, it'll find the closest Timmy's in between those two and divert automatically your route to get to two of them. Between the two of them, to include a Timmy stop. And we'll probably even have the current wait time for the line for the drive-thrus.
Ooh.
That would be good.
Yes.
That would be good. Because I don't know if this happens down here in Starbucks, but when the drive-thru's up in Canada, when it's winter outside, literally there is a traffic warnings all over the place because of the lineup going out of the parking lot and into the street and down and around the corner for Timmy's. And you should see the road rage that kicks in.
If
you're a snowmobiler trying to cut into the line up at the front because you can drive across the snowbanks, you should see the looks you get.
I would imagine it's not very pleasant.
And then, you know, a lot of apologies flying around.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you give somebody a dirty look, you've got to apologize after.
Craziness.
The unpaid British intern is like, hey, Cortana, where's the nearest Timmy's, eh? Or rather, hey, Cortana, where's the nearest Timmy's a boot, eh?
That could work. They can translate that. So we typically have 5 segments on the show for those of you that are just joining us for the very first time, because you never know, there might be someone that's new here. The first one is known as From the Trenches.
From the Trenches.
Now, we don't have any special sound effect for this. So,
no.
We'll just say, From the Trenches. And how's that?
No.
I should just stop with the radio announcer noise.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
Announcer boy is just shaking his head in the corner.
He's gripping his podium with both hands, and his knuckles are turning white.
Yeah.
It's in there. I think even the band is looking in the opposite direction uncomfortably right now.
Well, they usually do that once the show starts anyway.
It's true. That's very true. So From the Trenches stories, do you have any did you do any work this week?
Wow, thanks.
I'm just asking because I know you're adjusting. You take a long time to receive all the acclimatization routines, that sort of stuff.
No. In the chat room, Smurf speaking tube. I have no idea who Smurf speaking to is. Actually, I think I have an idea of who that is.
I know there's a certain person that happens to have some kind of a Smurf connotation.
Yes.
So, yeah, the From the Trenches. Did you do any work or what?
Yes, I did.
So what'd you do?
So I'm prepping for a partners conference that's going to be occurring in July. And I am doing this session, which is basically, I think it's...
Wait, stop. You're prepping?
Yes.
2 weeks, a week and a half before.
A good week and a half before, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's a record. It's a record, right?
That's, wow. This must be important.
So it's a session where I'm kind of just going through and I'm showing off all the really cool devices, talking a little bit about Windows 8 and then doing a bit on Windows Phone.
Oh, yeah.
And as part of doing the Windows Phone demo, what I'm doing is I've actually got a number of different Windows Phone devices that are going to be managed via Intune.
And you're
going to
share these with your radio host, co-hosts, and let us use them as well, or what?
Well, no, because I have to give them back after this is done. They were a loaner from the store.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, so the first thing I've done is I've configured my Intune subscription. And that's all up and running, and I've got it working. I've done some policies and things. And the next thing I needed to do is I needed to configure these phones. Now, these phones will not have SIMs in them. I'm just going to use the Wi-Fi,
okay.
And I'm just going to show them off. And each phone will probably have a whopping 45 seconds worth of time on the stage. But I'm going to show device configurations in a fully locked down mode, one kind of moderately locked down, and then one, you know, not locked down at all, where I can do all the kind of, you know, really cool Windows 8.1 Cortana demos and everything. So as I was configuring the phones, was trying to get the old 520, the little
small
end device, all connected up into Windows Intune. I was fighting with this thing because for some reason, even though I had properly deployed the company portal and everything else according to the documentation, the phone wasn't connecting to it.
Wow.
So then the next thing that I did is when I originally configured the phone, I didn't originally configure the phone with a Microsoft account, because I'm like, we can do that later. So I'm like, well, let me just try it. If I add a Microsoft account, even though it shouldn't matter because the two accounts are actually not related to different domain names,
mm-hmm.
It wouldn't have the Microsoft account. And I'm like, well, I'm connected to the interwebs. I can see. I can surf.
This isn't my spare phone that I have in my desk that she just took out of my desk or something.
No. These are brand new, out-of-the-box phones. So I'm going through, and I'm troubleshooting this. I'm spending far too much time. I'm here until well after 10 p.m. So the next morning I come in, and I'm like, taking a long shot here. What if I just put a SIM in? Even if it's a not active SIM, right? So one of these, the 520 comes with a SIM in the box, but it's not activated because it's a pay-as-you-go.
Mm-hmm.
Put the SIM in, bang. Microsoft account signs in.
It's only the 520 is doing this for you.
No. It was doing it on the 1020.
Yeah.
And the 1520 as
well. So it has like a different behavior if you don't have a SIM.
So even what I found out is you actually only have to put the SIM in for the initial configuration. And then you can pull it out and everything works fine. So the phones that are all in my office right now in various phases of updating the Windows Phone 8.1.
I bet you that's a test routine that they didn't think of when they're going through the development process.
So these are actually locked devices. They're locked to a particular carrier.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that has something to do with it. I wonder if it was an unlocked device, if it wouldn't really even matter.
Hmm.
But the interesting thing is the SIM never really even connects to the network because it's not even an
activated thing. There you go, 911 emergency calls only or whatever.
Yeah, but the interesting thing is like none of the prompts or any of that other stuff just comes up and says anything about it.
Hmm.
So, I mean, just random things. If you are going to be using some phones that may or may not be activated and you want to get them updated and everything, got to throw a SIM in them at least on one particular carrier, the big one here in the U.S., because it's an issue, I don't want to call them out, but you know, the orange and blue one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
That's interesting trouble. So you should file a bug against that.
So I'm not sure if it is a Windows phone
it's
bug.
It's one of those by designs.
It could be one of those carrier by design things. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, that was my experience. So now the 520 is completely locked down. You try to launch the camera, it says no. Try to launch the internet, it says no. All you can do is launch the two sample apps that I have in the company portal.
Oh, wow.
Which is pretty cool. The other thing that I learned, actually, regarding Windows Intune, is don't put a completely locked down policy as the only policy that applies to devices.
This applies to all your devices?
Yeah, because I thought I could choose, like, from one user, right, because I've got sample users that I'm using in Intune. Any device that policy is applied to goes by the user. So any device that user enrolls, a.k.a. the three phones, because I thought I could get away with one sample user, they all get locked down.
Oh.
So you want a more unlocked version, otherwise the phones get a little bit testy. I mean, you can de-enroll it, right, because I'm just adding it as a workplace.
I'm curious. Your daily driver phone that I'm seeing here sitting on the desk in front of you right now, do you have that joined into the company domain environment for
a
year?
I actually do configure it into the workplace pieces.
I haven't done mine yet.
But I use it for demo purposes, right?
Oh, okay.
And then I've actually put a couple of corporate apps on there, and then during the demo, I remove myself from it, and I show that all of my normal data and everything else stays the same. It's just those company apps fall off.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, that's on your daily driver.
Yeah, on my daily driver. Yeah, wow. Absolutely.
Interesting.
Absolutely.
I did not know that. I've learned something. I've turned two things new that I just learned from you today. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So now I'm going to throw the question back at you. Have you done any work this week?
Oh, I knew that was coming. I have been meeting the upper echelon about the redesign of the bunker for the Patch and Switch show.
Oh, really?
Among other things over there. So in an undisclosed building that is not too far away from here, there will be a spot that potentially can be reserved to be able to do stuff. That particular spot appears as though it's going to work, although I don't know if we're going to be able to get all the equipment in there. I mean, we have a big requirement of having a proper height table because you're 12 feet tall and I'm like 2 feet tall. But then we also have to have network connectivity, soundproofing, space for the announcer boy, space for the interns, and also the band is a really big requirement too, so that's got to fit in there too. So we'll see. I don't know when our move-in date is, but at some point the secret bunker official permanent location might eventually actually be available to us at some point during the summertime. And then while I was over there, I'm chatting because a lot of the hardware that currently is over there being used to provide infrastructure services for that particular building used to be used for showcases of partners and other things like that. And it's being re-architected again. And so a lot of the equipment has to basically be moved out and reclaimed and then set back up again by different partners and things. And part of that infrastructure is the way that I get in to access all the remote demo environments and demo labs that we use for keynotes and for things like that. And there was no plans on having initially set back up again. None.
So it's just not going to sit there?
Unless I involve myself to be able to help out and get this all working, come July 1, all of a sudden the remote infrastructure would be inaccessible.
That's not a good thing.
It basically would be infrastructure that was no longer remote.
It would truly be remote infrastructure.
And so actually I sat down with our British intern and did some whiteboarding.
Who, by the way, was asking if Patch and Switch need coffee. I think we're actually gonna have to fire the intern because isn't he supposed to be
here? Supposed to automatically know this. Yeah. I need a coffee every 7.5 minutes.
Thank Wolf of Wall Street.
But
anyway, continue on.
Yeah, so I sat down with him and or I stood up with him next to his whiteboard and we kind of sketched some stuff out to figure out what we can do. And we figured that with a couple of Hyper-V hosts that have minimal resources, because these are literally hand-me-downs. This is part of the infrastructure that used to be used for some events that we used to do in another building, Building 20. Remember those little teeny tiny 1U IBM pizza boxes?
Yeah.
So two of those guys are going to be set up to be able to run dual domain controllers on separate boxes. One of them is going to be set up, both of them are going to be obviously Hyper-V boxes. There's going to be a RRAS gateway set up to be able to be working with RDP gateway services. And connectivity, internet's going to be there, that's going to be fine. And then we also need to support the building infrastructure to be able to do lab deployments. So it's going to be a WDS. I'm supposed to say WSUS, but that's also in there too. But there's a WDS environment there, deployment of images, that sort of stuff. So now the interesting thing for those guys is I still want to make it so that you have fast, high-speed network and also fast disk access to be able to deploy those images. And so I'm going to gang that off of Scale-Up File Server to have a tiered storage space with the golden image being used for deployment for WDS coming off of the hot tier. and keep things up and going. And
hey, did you ever resolve the situation with the network cards?
Thanks for bringing this one up. I mentioned it's end of fiscal year, right?
Yeah.
And there's certain dates with cutoffs.
Yeah.
And I've been pestering the salesperson at this particular environment with a shut up and take my money kind of experience to get these cards replaced. The only way they can do it is if they take the existing eight $600-ish cards that are I don't even know what that funky connector is that's on them. It's I want to say it's an AD, and it's like a 10 gig Ethernet connector, but it's like a big long metal connector that slides inside of it. I think it's like a advanced. It's like a precursor to using Ethernet 10 gig. I think it's like an ADSF connector or something like that. Whatever it is, anyway, those cards are useless to us. So they're going back. The only way they can return them back is if we do a RMA on them. That's pretty standard, right?
Okay, yeah.
So I've got the RMA number, I got the shipping thing, and then once they arrive at the location, they'll then ship us eight replacement ones, but the proper than ones. Stupidly enough, I'm the guy that actually had to find them on the website to say to the sales guy, these are the ones I want, because he tried to sell me the exact same ones that I was returning. I guess it would have been a fast turnaround time.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the problem is that the only way they can do it logistically is if they actually refund us the cash from the first purchase and then bill us for the second purchase. They just can't do a swap. So guess what's going to happen with this kind of exchange happening on the last week before you can do anything?
Oh, it's just going to cause complete havoc and chaos.
I'm waiting for the owner of the purchase order IO sign-in authority person, because they don't give me sign-in authority for some strange reason.
Strange reason? On purpose.
And basically it's probably going to get lost in limbo. Cards are going to be lost. I'm going to be blamed for it. And I got to go buy eight new cards. So it's a pain in the butt. But, yeah, we still are running our entire storage network infrastructure. Our dedicated storage network is a whopping 1 gigabyte.
Kyle Beckman says, is it InfiniBand?
No, it's not InfiniBand, I don't think.
Huh?
I'm talking about it is 10 gigi,
yeah.
But it is the stupid freaking connectors. I don't know if they call them InfiniBand connectors.
Okay.
It's a precursor to the InfiniBand problem.
Oh, there you go. So, Frederick has joined us in the chat room, as has Sean Kearney. And let's see, has anybody else jumped in? We've got a lot of guests in the chat room.
So those guests can actually become personalities and by simply signing up for a free Blog Talk Radio account.
Yeah, and then we can call you out by name and you can participate in the conversation in the chat room.
That's what it's all about, man. Join the conversation.
That's what it's about.
Wait. I sound like a social media expert or something like that.
A social media expert?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of purchasing.
Yeah.
We have an announcement to make.
Oh, we could do it now?
Should we do it now? Should we make people wait?
I was going to make them wait until at least the random spending.
Okay, we can do that.
That's two more segments.
That's two more segments.
Are you done with
Yeah, no, I've given you all the stuff that I've done this week and actually learned you something.
Okay.
I've learned you something. Let's talk a little bit. Well, hang on a second. Let me go here and carry the one. Yeah. Oh, here we are. Here we are.
Here we are. This one here we got to press? That one there?
I keep pressing the button, but nothing's happening.
Love the website. Is it working?
No.
Here, let me try pressing the button.
Okay, you press the button.
Hey, it's working for me.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, I hear it. Is it working? There we go. There's the beer cap. You know what? That sound bite is too long.
Yeah.
We need a shorter sound bite.
Yeah, but whenever I hear the beer pouring, I just get thirsty.
A smile comes across my face.
Yeah,
it's exactly. Beer money.
It's beer money.
Tech support for families and friends and neighbors. I have one. I got pinged last night with a text message from our good friend on Beer Team 6.
Yeah?
Asking about what laptop he should buy for his father, who's coming to town on Sunday and leaving on Tuesday. And I'm going to be asked to do some beer money on Monday evening to transfer data off of the old laptop to the new laptop.
Yeah.
Now, here's a challenge.
USMT.
The previous, thank you. The previous, I think I'm just going to take the documents and copy them to USB stick, and that's it. This is low tech. The challenge is, which laptop that's currently available from someplace like the Microsoft Store, because that's be a walk-in, pick-up-and-go, or maybe Best Buy or something like that, should this gentleman purchase one or two of, one for him, one for his wife, that will fit into their budget? The budget is as of yet unknown.
Oh, see, that's always a challenge,
you know,
right?
It's like just whenever you ask, whenever it's you guys, everybody that's in the chat room that works in IT understands this, and because you're listening to the show, I'm assuming you work in IT. Whenever you get asked to consult on what kind of device or what kind of computer to buy or what kind of laptop to buy, the first question that you obviously ask is, what's your budget?
Yeah, you know, that plays into it.
Because that plays into it. Because if you say, what's your budget, and they say $400, and then you say, what are you going to do with it? And they say, I want to do high-end multimedia gaming and sound editing and video production and video rendering, and I want to go off and do some AutoCAD, you're going to laugh. Right?
Yes.
As opposed to, you know, oh, what are you going to do with it? Oh, I'm going to surf Facebook and surf the web, which case that would work. Or, you know, I want to surf Facebook and surf the web, but I want to get a Fruit device, which is going to cost you over $1,000 and change. So, yeah, from his last purchase was you guys have all also purchased these before, I'm sure, for your friends and family, an off-lease Dell business class laptop. So it's a 3-year-old laptop in the past, which is now probably close to 7 years old.
Okay.
And literally all they do is simply surf Facebook and very basic stuff. So the problem is he loves the look of my what is this again? It's the Patch and Switch laptop.
Asus?
It's the Asus ZenBook UX31.
Yes.
Which is around a $1,500 laptop.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. It's not as sleek and looking and small and Ultrabook style, but Asus actually makes a very, very nice lower-end laptop that I've actually gotten.
Is it plastic?
It's unfortunate. It's plastic and it's larger.
Plastic made to look like metal.
Right, plastic made to look like metal. And it looks fantastic, but it is larger. It is heavier. It's significantly heavier than these nice little, you know, 2.5-pound Ultrabooks that we have. But it's a very good one, and right around the $350 to $400 price point.
So my biggest question then becomes is what screen resolution? Because I went into the Microsoft store for looking at screen resolution for a hot deal laptop they had during the deals at Christmas, and the maximum screen resolution was crap.
Yeah,
it was, 1366 by 768.
No, this is the one that I've actually got is 1280p.
Okay.
But it's a rather large one, and the one downside of this one is it also has the number keypad on the keyboard.
Well, some people like that.
Some people like that, but it's a little bit too large for my taste, but, you know, that's a good
Was it an Asus or an Acer?
It was an Asus.
Because I know my wife, I settled on one for my wife that was the Acer, and it also had the nice screen resolution, but then I had the keypad on the side, and she doesn't mind it.
AZ Growler Guy in the chat room says Dell XPS 12.
Yeah.
Kearney, I don't know what he's talking about. He says $300.
The Dell Venue 8 Pro.
No, that's a tablet, not a laptop.
Think of older generation, very much keyboard mouse oriented, not touchscreen. Although they do want to start to use this great thing called touch in Windows 8.1. Which is amazing.
So Christian chimes in about his Dell Precision M3800, which was a $2,700 laptop. So
nice. That might fit in their budget.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when I got the text, I basically said to Beer Team 6 member Chuck, I said, hey, it looks like we're going shopping on Monday. So I think Monday I'm going to be eating over in Bellevue Square food court.
Yeah.
Because honestly, the best way to resolve this is simply put the person in front of, here are your choices.
Yeah.
And then let the smart.
So you can take them to the Microsoft store or go to Best Buy again. Yeah. Best Buy, one thing I've noticed, the Best Buy's has the lower end ones.
Oh, yeah?
Versus the Microsoft store. Though the Microsoft store does have some.
But the lower end ones coming from Best Buy, I've got a whole bunch of adware, crapware on them.
No, actually,
the Microsoft store ones don't, because they have the Microsoft Signature Collection.
Correct. You know what?
I just go to PCDCrapifier.com anyway. PCD Crapifier. Run it. Get rid of it all. It all works.
I just reinstalled Windows. So that's how I dealt with the situation.
Yeah, because
the reality is
you and I can buy the licenses to be able to do that.
Yeah. But
normally you can't.
Right.
So
correct. Yes.
Yeah, so that's my beer money story for that one. That you've done recently? Minecraft servers?
No, actually. True. You brought up the Minecraft server issue. We were two updates behind, therefore the clients weren't connecting.
Oh,
I had to update the server, which was super easy.
Why don't the Minecraft people at Mahjong get into this whole like release control mechanisms and software lifecycle for matching clients and servers or something. I don't understand.
I don't either.
I guess they're consumer focused. They're not enterprise focused, right? Although I know you can get an enterprise subscription to Minecraft now.
You can. Are you just messing with me?
Did you go down to the very bottom of the screen?
That would shock me.
Did you go down to the bottom of the screen? No, I'm joking.
Yeah, okay. I've just gotten word that there is a laptop that's been sitting in my home office, which I haven't stepped foot in since I arrived back from the Barcelonas, where there's a laptop that's there that apparently is blue screening of death all the time.
But
so I get to troubleshoot.
Did they log a ticket? Like,
no, they didn't log a ticket.
Well, if you don't have a ticket, then you don't see it.
Nobody ever logs a ticket. They just call the help desk.
Wow.
They just constantly call. Actually, they avoid calling the help desk. They just
they
call
email
me directly.
You? Maybe, you know what they should do? They should probably write on your Facebook wall.
Yeah, exactly.
You say, Daddy.
It is a family member.
Okay.
Because we do have family visiting. I just was not made aware of this. They're leaving tomorrow, and I haven't taken a look at it. So
darn.
The laptop's going to end up staying
staying overnight.
Yeah,
and
well, over a month.
Over a month.
Yeah.
Nice.
So
we actually have a little bit of a ticketing thing at our house, believe it or not.
You have a trouble ticket system?
It's called OneNote.
Do you have a shared OneNote?
Amongst all the people, because my friends and family that I support all have Windows Phone devices, except for my wife. She switched to her Fruit device, but there's OneNote for the Fruit device too. So
nice. So there's a shared OneNote that has all of the PC issues that need to be resolved.
There's one section in the OneNote that's called Honey Do List, and that's usually where the tickets happen to fall.
Yes.
Yeah.
And not all of those tickets are technology related trouble tickets.
You got it.
So that's all I've done for beer money, and not a lot, not nearly as much, and I can't help you with your decision. Again, I want a new PC, but I don't have a budget, I just want it as cheap as possible, that doesn't work.
So actually, I like taking them to the store, like I said, and letting one of the Skittles look after them, because you get to watch how they do their job, right?
I agree with
you. How they recommend stuff, and
see
what the sales experience is like, and then I completely stay out of it as much as possible.
I'm with you 100%. Yeah. I'm with you 100%.
So I think it's ready for that next section.
Yeah.
Let me play the sound effect. Oh, you played it too.
Yeah.
Your screen's working now.
It is.
Okay, so what is this? What's the special announcements?
Well, so the name of the segment is Random Spending.
Random Spending.
And today there's a lot of random spending going on, particularly if you are at a Microsoft store like Gladwell.
And if you received approval from the financial officer of your household.
Because as we mentioned at the beginning of the show, it is Shut Up and Take My Money Day, with the Surface Pro 3 being available now in stores. Also, don't forget, when you get home, there is a firmware update. Run it.
Already?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It was released yesterday.
That's awesome.
Yes.
The power of software.
Yes, absolutely. So Christian says he uses System Center so the wife and family can submit work orders. I'm pretty sure he's lying.
I don't know, man.
Maybe so, but yeah, I guess that's one way to do it. All right, moving up. Shut up and take my money. So you can go and you can pick up. Have you picked up any devices lately? Any random spending?
I've been on strict budgetary constraints because of my unexpected pet family surgery that had to happen earlier this month. So I've lost all of my disposable random crazy cash, if you will.
Sean Kearney says, honey, rent will be late, but look what I bought.
Nice. That's about it. I meant to make that car payment yesterday, but...
I needed a new device. Well, you know what? Because not everybody can go out and purchase a Surface Pro 3 today, we have another offer for you.
I was about to say...
A special announcement.
We don't have the commercial reel ready, do we?
No, we haven't done a commercial.
We need a 10-second spot we can then sell on the air.
Well, I'm not sure about that.
No,
I don't think we have the $380 to actually run a commercial spot.
Because we could record ourselves, but I don't know who would play it. That's the problem.
Yeah, exactly. Well, on the Patch and Switch show. That's where you can hear it, right? We're doing it right now.
Okay.
We're doing the commercial right now. So,
have you ever been in a situation where you like to have some form of expression about how you're feeling, and then you could, like, wear it around, and people could see it?
Like a T-shirt.
You know, have you ever been in a situation where you like to have the ability to show your pride about things that make you laugh and have fun?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're introducing to you today a limited edition run of the first edition Patch and Switch t-shirt. Yes, that's right. You too can show your love for being a loyal listener of the Patch and Switch show by simply heading out to Teespring, TEESPRING.com/patch and switch.
Wow.
And you can take a look at our brand new first edition t-shirt, which will be available for you in only 16 days. We have 16 days, 10 hours, 24 minutes, and 38 seconds as of the speaking.
Okay, so
to
so
purchase
can,
your limited edition first
it's
edition.
It's opening
edition
today, and it's available even during the next episode as well.
Yes.
We can give them an update.
Yes, we can give you an update.
So in case you've never been to Teespring before, if we don't meet the minimum number of orders, I can see, I'm looking at the thing right now, and it's already going up.
Yes,
it's already going up right now.
It is. Somebody's bought one.
It's that. That was me.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Oh, we're at two. Sorry. That was somebody else. I don't know who the other person is.
That was me.
So we're two in, and we can have the orders do not actually get created. Think of the horror if this order is not able to be created. The people that will be let down. You have to reach the minimum number of order,
which we set at 40.
And the reason why we did that, just to be completely transparent.
Well, Kyle Beckman wants to know, are there actually 40 people that listen to the show?
We don't know this. This is part of the proof point.
This is the litmus test. So, can we sell 40 t-shirts?
So sign up for a free account, but then buy a $15 t-shirt.
And it's only $15, and we actually have women's versions.
Very good point. Get them for your loved ones.
Absolutely.
You can have the whole family equipped because they come in all shapes and sizes, including youth sizes, too. However, like we said, unless we meet this number, this t-shirt never sees the light of day.
No, holy crap, we've already got up to five.
Oh, my goodness. It's going up. So, now, this is insane. I'm getting excited. This actually might happen. So the reason why just so you also know, for transparency's sake, as you increase the numbers, the cost of the shirt goes down.
Yes.
So we're actually making slightly more than $1.380 per shirt.
We're actually not.
We're not?
No.
So we're making like 20 cents or something.
22
like
cents on the entire
22
run.
22 cents if this run sells out. That's the profit. And we guarantee, we pledge to you right now on the show, that any money outstanding from these t-shirts
will
not be paying an intern for it, because it's far too rich for the interns.
Yes.
Instead, it'll go to the first commemorative cup of coffee that we can purchase for the next live audience. So the next live audience that we happen to have, I don't know when or where it's going to be. It might be in Europe. It might be
someplace
else. You
get one coffee bean worth of coffee.
We will try to put all the profits towards the audience so that they can have coffee.
Ah, there you go. Sounds fantastic. I don't know how much coffee we can buy for 22 cents.
I know. I was about to say we could do beer, but that's even less if we did beer. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So that's cool, man.
For the men's edition, $15. The women's edition,
everyone
$15.
Can see this, right? Yep. Oh, wait, this is radio. They can't see this.
No, they can't. Teespring.com/patch and switch. So I can describe this to you. It's a black t-shirt with a white writing across the front of the shirt. It says, "It's Friday. Do you know where your IT guys are?" And then what's really cool is if you go and you look at the back, there is the Patch and Switch logo.
I thought you just took one of our stickers and put it on the back of the t-shirt.
No, it's actually our logo printed on the back of the shirt.
So if you show up to a live recording with one of these shirts on, we'll give you a sticker.
There you go, assuming we actually still have some.
I don't know. I think we're almost out of stock.
Yeah.
I got to figure
it out. So go out. We're not going to be promoting this heavily. This is just
we're up to seven.
We're up to seven. If we don't make 40, the shirt doesn't get made.
Yeah.
And
women's and men's.
Women's and men's. Tell your loved ones. Show your support for the
Patch and
Switch.
Should we have been politically correct and said IT folks or something like that? Like,
no, because
I don't
the
offend interest
is
our
you know
where
IT guys are. So.
Yeah, okay.
Sure. It's no offense. It's
I guess
just
we are guys
and
we're talking about Patch and Switch.
Exactly. So, yeah, there you go. We've had seven purchased, and so hopefully more people can get them. So we can actually own a limited edition Patch and Switch shirt because we have to buy them as well. So there you go. There you have it. Teespring.com/patch and switch for the limited edition patch and switch.
And the challenge for the listeners, go and advertise for us because we don't have any budget. Teespring.com/patch and switch on your social medias out there to to say get your limited edition shirt.
And so we'll give you a status update in 2 weeks' time when we're back again for the show.
Yep. How close we are to achieving our goal.
Hold on, I need to... Ooh.
Calendar reminder?
Let's see.
When is the next show?
What is the next show? Oh. That is actually on the 4th of July.
What's wrong with that?
It's a U.S. holiday.
Oh.
It's Independence Day. We may have to do something because I know I'm actually not going to be around. I'm going to actually be in.
I think I'm camping.
Chicago and Wisconsin. We'll do something, but we'll give a status update. There will be a show that week of some sort. We'll figure it out. I don't know how. Maybe pre-recorded. Who knows?
Or we can do the third.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. We'll have a show that week and we'll give you an update.
We can't do the first because that's Canada Day.
Like I said, we'll figure it out.
Do the sixth? No, six doesn't work either. That's my birthday. That doesn't work.
We will figure it out.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, moving along. So there you go. So if you don't have the $1,500 to go out and buy yourself a Surface Pro,
1,500 pennies.
Right. You can change the dollars to pennies, and 150 of them.
Yeah.
Isn't that? No, that's $1.50. No, 1,500. 1,500 pennies is the $15 for your T-shirt, plus shipping and handling. No warranties, no guarantees.
I like it.
Yeah,
I'm impressed. The marketing intern should get a raise for that one.
I should, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
All right. So there you go.
Next segment.
What is the next segment? What are we doing? What
random
we
spending.
About? Random.
No, we just did random spending.
Well, we haven't. I mean, any other? You haven't random spending? No, no, I didn't. We got some cool T-shirts. In Barcelona.
Yes.
We tried some amazing beer. So let's talk about the beer. Can we talk about the beer?
I've got a funny incident that happened about the beer.
Because here's the thing, we don't have a lot. We don't have a lot to talk about because we haven't bought a lot of things because we've been on the limited budget. It's that time of year.
Yep.
Plus, you know, we have to buy a T-shirt. That takes the budget for the rest of the fiscal year out.
I'm gonna skip lunch for 2 weeks because of that.
Because of the T-shirt?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Let's talk about beer. So we were in Barcelona. And one of the places that we got to go and preview for those people who are going to be attending Tech Ed Europe in Barcelona is a brewery.
It's shocking that we would go to a brewery, right?
So this is the Moritz Brewery?
Moritz.
Okay, Moritz Brewery.
Yep.
This place is fantastic.
It's a turn-of-the-century beer factory, that beer brewing warehouse that they've converted into this really trendy, cool-looking bar. And you can go take a tour there. And it's absolutely awesome what they've done for this different places and different areas, different stuff. And the beer's actually quite good. They've got the regular Moritz blend, and they've also got the Moritz Epidermo? No.
Epidor?
Epidor. Yeah, Epidor.
Yep.
I'm a fan of the Epidor.
So the Epidor is kind of a red.
Slightly darker.
A little more, I don't want to call it hoppy flavor, but...
Mm-hmm. They're both more malty than hoppy.
Yeah. So the Moritz is a lager,
yep.
Right? Typical Czech-style pills. Again, built in 1845. Are we really that...
90 seconds.
We're really... Okay, so at any rate, we got to go. We got to enjoy this amazing beer, so you should check it out. And then, quickly, tell the story. Hurry fast. Okay, we'll save it for the next show.
We'll save it for the next show.
We do have to name the next show. I can't believe that the show's almost over. I thought we had more time.
The band is getting restless.
Yeah, the band is getting restless.
We need three words.
Three words.
Three.
So
three
let's
words.
Get a word out into the chat room. Hurry up, because I've got to do shout-outs here shortly, so let's get some random words into the words. Hurry up. Burlesque. Okay, we'll do with burlesque. I'll go with Frederick.
Midsummer.
Okay, burlesque, midsummer, and I'll say T-shirt.
Okay, do the shout-outs.
Burlesque, midsummer, T-shirt. I've got... Where's the band?
How come the band...
I don't know. Did the band leave already? We need to get the band going.
Band.
There we go. All right. So that does it for another episode of the Fashion Switch Show. Hey, remember, go out and order that T-shirt. We'll post the link on the Twitter. Special thanks to One Wise Geek, Darnay, Christian, and Cedar Frederick. Hey, Shock. Kyle Beckman, the guy did, Sean Kearney, Sean Lowe, Simon Shows, First Speaking Tube, and of course, all the guests. That does it again for another exciting episode of the Passion Switch Show. Have a weekend, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Yeah.